Welcome to Rest, Leisure, Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how we improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donna D. Morey, certified sleep science coach, holistic life coach, accountability fitness coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Valerie C. Thompson, CEO and founder, Own Your Truth Coaching, author, speaker, encourager, and a transformational wellness coach. Thank you so much, Valerie, for your time and your patience.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm going to get right to it. The first question I have, what does Own Your Truth Coaching mean?
Thank you, Donata, for asking that question. Own Your Truth Coaching means, to me, it means to dismantle the lies that we tell ourselves. Sometimes lies are spoken to us over our lives from our caregivers, from parents, or from teachers. So we might grow up thinking we're not enough, or we're stupid, or we're not able to do something. So owning your truth means I am able, I can do it. And so that's what own your truth means to me, walking in confidence and walking with the skill set of I can do it. I know that I can get through this. I can make it through the other side, because I believe we are here for a purpose, and we have to cut through the lies so that we can live in purpose on purpose.
That is wonderful. I love that. I love that, because that is true, that sometimes we become what people speaking to us, but it's not left up to them to decide our destiny. It is within us to bring that out, and God put in us what He wants us to be. So that is really, I love that. That's just the
Thank
truth.
You.
I mean, yes. And also, and what I love about it, that when you speak your truth, you sow at peace with yourself.
Right.
Yes. I love that. That is great. Yes. Okay. Now the next question, what are some results when you transform your clients?
So some of the results are erasing old belief systems and creating new ones. Sometimes we have disempowering beliefs that are no longer serving us. So we have to erase those beliefs. We have to change our thoughts. And when you change your thoughts, maybe you can create new habits, right? And walk into your self-esteem and walk in your self-worth and understand that it's up to you to heal. It's up to you to do the work. We hear people say all the time, do the work. Doing the work means getting still, getting quiet, listening to what God is telling you to do, right? It may be to read a book. It may be to see a therapist. It may be to get a coach. Whatever the case, it's healing. And so once we're able to heal, we can own our truth and we can walk in it. And it's a transformation from the inside out. So I feel like when you go inward and do the work, what we see outward represents what we've done inside, right? It's the work that you do. So if you're going through this or that, things should change. You know that you see a difference in your life. Your relationships change. Your environment changes because you've done the work from the inside out to create the transformation.
Right. Oh, that's great. Now, something that came to mind, as far as you're dealing with your clients, do you think it's more difficult for them to change their thought or their habits?
That's a good question. It seems to be more difficult to change your thoughts, because your thoughts, if you change your thoughts, you can change your habits. But if you have the negative thoughts, right, or the old thoughts, you can't change your habits. So it's the thoughts.
Right. Okay. All right, great. Great. Well, thank you. All right. Now, the next question is it easier to tell a lie than tell the truth, and why?
Oh, great. That's a great question. I think it's easier to tell a lie, because when you tell a lie, you're hiding from your truth, right? And sometimes we go so long with telling that lie to where we start believing the lie. But when you tell the truth, I feel like that's when you have to step up. You know, things have changed if I'm telling the truth. If you tell a lie, your life is based on lies and you just continue to walk in it. I believe when people, and I'm not speaking from experience, but I believe when people are dealing with maybe drug addiction or alcoholism, they're telling themselves a lie to numb the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so telling the truth means, okay, I got to deal with what I'm going through, and it may not feel good, but I have to deal with it. And what that means is, oh, I'm going to have to expose myself. I'm going to have to talk to someone about this. I'm going to have to be truthful, and it may hurt. But that's part of healing, and that's part of thriving.
I like that, because now the thing about it is, I notice, like, it's what people do tell the truth. It's so free. It's natural.
Oh,
but lots of time when people tell a lie, it's a struggle. especially if you're not used to it. Like, you know, like people who, like, okay, they normally tell the truth all the time. And then when they tell a lie, it's just like they stagnated, like, oh my gosh. And they stress because they didn't speak the truth.
Right. And right. And even, you know, and think about it, like I think, because dealing with women, right, that have been in domestic violence, sometimes, and I can speak because I am that woman who has been in domestic violence. I told myself the lie that this is okay. I told myself the lie that this relationship is good. He's going to change. That's a lie, because the relationship wasn't okay, and he didn't change, right? So
right.
Embracing the truth is changing my thoughts. It's not okay to be in a toxic relationship, or I deserve better, and this is not working, and it's okay. That's my truth. And I feel like when you're able to tell the truth, yes, it's freeing, because then you open the door for possibilities and just beautiful things to happen in your life when you tell the truth, because you're putting it
right
in the atmosphere.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that. Yes, okay. Thanks for listening to West Lisa Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Paging all DMV Sister Lock consultants, please proceed to the successful Sister Locks business that awaits you. Call Locks Forever's coaching division today to learn more about our 90-day intensive hands-on mentoring program. Doing hair is just the beginning. Doing great business is what sets you apart. Madam CJ Walker said, I got my start by giving myself a start. Give yourself a start today. Give us a call.
540-446-5107. I am Donna D. Mooring, West Lisa Revenue Podcast, and we have our special guest, Valerie C. Thompson. So we're going to continue with the stimulating, exciting questions and answers that I'm just enjoying. So the next one is, do you believe if women are able to get a good night's rest, would it improve their level of energy to find the strength to move on?
Oh my gosh, that is a great question. All the questions are great. I believe rest is significant as it relates to giving women the strength to move on. Rest renews the mind. It opens up possibilities and opportunities. And I think it's so necessary, especially for the women who are in domestic violent relationships, because often women are operating in a fight or flight mindset, so they're not resting.
Mm-hmm.
And finding the time to rest is necessary so that you can plan and prepare to move on, because you mm-hmm. have to give your mind time to rest, right? So listening to the body is key. I feel like our bodies tell us so much. Our bodies tell us when we need to rest, when we need to just sit and be still, or when we need to go to sleep. We have to listen. And I do believe it would definitely impact the woman and give her strength to move on. Absolutely.
Yes. Now, that's really interesting for many reasons. That I can't remember who it was specifically, but they told me that lots of time for domestic violence, the person that's abused want to keep the person up, so they don't, you know, it drains their energy, they can't think, because that's when they you know, they don't have the energy. And so the thing about it is, I must share, now domestic violence, of course, is just not physical. I went through a verbal. And so I never will forget that he had said something and he was threatening me. And I had to decide fear or faith, which is I'm going to choose. I'm either going to have fear in what he said he's going to do, or I'm going to have faith. Well, for me, sleep is a healer and sleep is a saint for me. So I decided, okay, I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to go to sleep, get my rest, as opposed to me stressing out, thinking what he's going to do and what he... So I went to sleep and I felt so much better. And the next day I'm able to think and strategize and figure out this is not going to work, as opposed to continue being stressed and worried and not thinking. And so, you know, like I said, it's also verbal too. And so sleep is crucial and it do help you to move on in so many, many ways. So thank you for sharing that. Yes. Yeah.
And thank you, Donata, because you're very transparent. I appreciate that. Women, people need to hear about it, because a lot of times people don't talk about it, but you're right. It's across the board. It's not just physical, it's verbal, mental, emotional.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, the next question is, how do you feel about self-development?
I love self-development. It's like that's what I'm drawn to. Again, I think being a woman who was in domestic violence, you learn to love yourself more, so you turn to developing yourself more, right? You're going to go in. And so, again, coming from something toxic, I feel like there's something on the inside of us that just, you crave better. So yeah, let me see what I can do to improve myself so I can get out of this situation. You know, hopefully the woman understands that. And so self-development is crucial for changing your life, you know, creating the lifestyle that you desire to live. So I love self-development. It's like reprogramming your mind, right? Like a computer, we have to reprogram the hardware, the software. So that's what we have to do with our mind. That's how I feel about self-development.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, I feel the same way. I think I'm in love with self-development. I know this sounds crazy, but really, I mean, I'm in love with it. And I know for so many years, I mean, I think from as far as I can remember, always tried to improve myself and better myself and everything. And I've been saying this for a while, and I really feel proud that as an entrepreneur, it's been 40 years. But most of the 40 years have been, thank you, most of the 40 years have been self-development.
Yes.
And so, yes, I tried this, I tried that, I learned this, it was a lot of growing pain. It just taken a lot. And I'm always still going to be self-development, but that was like a lot of major things I had to go through as far as myself and challenging my fears and doing things I didn't think I'm capable of doing. And so because I was like, I don't have time to try to change anybody whatsoever except for on myself. It was like, I don't got time for that, as they say. And I really, really don't, because, I mean, I can set an example and they can see that, but trying to change any person, it's just like, no. And so, So I mean, from day one, and me being an introvert, you know, and you know, I can always point the finger at somebody else, what someone did to me or how they hurt me. But no, let me look at myself and say, what did I do? Or what do I need to change as far as the move on? And I'm going to be transparent again, which is not my style. However, I'm learning to be more truthful. And so I was in a marriage where the person was a drug addict. I did not know I was a codependent and an enabler. I had no clue what that was. When I read that, I was in shock, like, oh, my God. And I don't use God's name in vain. No. I couldn't believe it. And when I read the book, I was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, that's me. This person, they wrote about me. But once I recognized it and realized it, Then I was able to make change. Then I went back to the book and said, oh, I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore.
That's a blessing, right?
Yes, it is. So self-development, oh, I just love it. I definitely agree. Yes. So thank you for sharing that. Yes. Okay, now, I always research all my guests. So I read on your website, and I saw this was like, It said, hi, I am Toxin. Do you want to date? What does that mean?
Right. So there was a time that I believed that I had a sign on the back of me that said, yeah, hi, I'm Toxin. Do you want to date? I didn't understand the time that you attract who you are. Like, I didn't understand that the brokenness in me was attracted to the brokenness in him. Right? So when you're attracted to broken and you don't really get it, you don't understand, you're going to go through some stuff. So that familiar spirit that was in me, the familiar spirit of I'm addicted or used to toxic relationships again. I didn't share this, but because my parents were in domestic violence. So therefore, Valerie was in domestic violence and Valerie was attracted to that, but didn't know it. So, you know, I'm attracted to that. Hi, I have low self-esteem. Hi, I don't value myself. You know, all those things that that don't speak to my truth. So I was carrying around my lies, and the other person that would have been attracted to me was also doing the same thing. So you don't know what you know until you realize one day, like, something just not right. And like you said, you start, you know, hey, let me read some books. Once I started understanding that I was also codependent and an enabler and actually hurting, you know, there were childhood wounds, I was able to understand where I needed to heal. Because again, you attract who you are. So
yes,
I had to heal. And that way, hey, I can't be in certain relationships because I know that it's not for me. You know, like, I have to be in something thriving. I have to be in something healthy. Like, I understand that now. I didn't then.
Valerie. Oh, ooh, this is something else. I was expecting this. But I have to say, I definitely agree once again. I used to attract needy people. And I think I used to have my forehead, like, you know, needy. And I would be so drained, like, oh, my goodness. I would try to help them, and they would just pour everything, you know, and I'm trying to help, and they're not doing anything. And once again, toxic. But then when I start to change myself, then I stop attracting those type of people. Now, I don't trust any of that. I don't have any stress when it comes into people anymore. Because I don't attract those types of people because I changed who I am now. So it makes a world of difference. So I definitely agree. Oh, my goodness, this is great.
You're owning your truth. You own your truth.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Just love it. Okay. Once again, thank you for staying with Rest, Lease, and Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for staying with our special guest, Valerie C. Thompson. Valerie, this has been so healing again. And just, and I'm hopefully that things I've shared will help someone else. So I've spoke my truth, and I feel so good about it. But I want to give the listening audience an opportunity to provide support and how they could contact you.
Thank you so much, Donata.
You're welcome.
It was my pleasure to be here as well. I'm very grateful. My website is www.valeriecthompson.com. My email address, for those of you who prefer email, ownyourtruthvt@gmail.com. You can find me on social media, Facebook, at Valerie C. Thompson. And I wanted to say, I have an ebook out, Your Soul is Free from A to Z. And in order to, if you would be interested in ordering that, you can go to my Facebook or my Instagram. Instagram is ownyourtruth_Valerie_Thompson.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you. Now, I can be reached through my website, which is donatadboyne.com, and it is spelled donatadmoorng.com, and there's a contact form there to reach out to me. And as always, sleep heals.